Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim, Daf Vav, Pesachim 6. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara recites a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Shalom v'darshim yochas Pesach, kodem Pesach shloshim yom, that a person is obligated or should expound upon the laws of Pesach 30 days prior to Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Shtei Shabbosos. Rabbi Gamliel says that a person should expound upon the laws of Pesach 2 weeks prior to Pesach, a person should ask. So that is a fundamental dispute. So there is a question about the limits of this dispute in the Rem and whether it applies to all holidays or just Pesach. But first, the Gemara discusses my time at the Tanna Kamma. What's the reason for the Tanna Kamma who says you should expound upon the laws of Pesach 30 days prior to the holiday? So the Gemara cites, Sha'arei Moshe Omei B'Pesach Rishon. Moses was standing on the first Pesach, on the 14th of Nisan, in the desert, Umazir Pesach Sheni, and he taught the people about the second Pesach, which was going to take place 30 days later in the month of Iyar, as it states, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach b'moado. It states in Numbers chapter 9, verse 2, the children of Israel made the Pesach in their proper time. And afterwards it states, Vayhi anashim, Asher hayu tameim nefesh adam, the people who are tamei for nefesh adam, the people who are tamei by having come in contact with a dead body, and they were not able to bring the Pesach because of their state of ritual impurity. And they came before Moshe, and they said to Moshe, Lama nigara, why should we be diminished and unable to bring a carbon in its proper time? So some say they were dealing with the bones of Joseph, but the point is, at that moment, Moshe went to God, and he asked Hashem, what should he do? And Moshe and Hashem taught Moshe about the laws of the Pesach Sheni. So we see at that moment that the children of Israel brought the Pesach, Moshe commanded them to bring the Pesach Sheni, which was 30 days later. And so we see from here that you're supposed to teach about the laws of Pesach 30 days prior to it. Rav Shimon Gamliel taught differently. He says, no, that it has to be 2 weeks. Amar Lach, what's his source? He'll say that that's not a proof because I did the Iri b'miloi de Pischa, masakul who will call miloi de Pischa. That the only reason why Moshe taught it to them then was because Moshe was already engaged in the time, at that time, in the laws of the dealing with the first Pesach, with the Pesach Rishon. So therefore Moshe taught them also about the Pesach Sheni, because it's really one concept, and not because that was 30 days prior to the Pesach Sheni specifically. So the Gemara asked the question, well, my time in the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, what's the reason why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's supposed to be 2 weeks? What's his source for that? So the Gemara says, Sha'arei Moshe Omed Rosh Chodesh, because Moshe was standing in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Umazir HaPesach, and he was teaching people about the Paschal Lamb, which the obligation to bring a Paschal Lamb, as it states in Exodus 12, as it states, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodeshim, this month shall be for you the first of the new moon. And this idea, this passage which said, when did God say to Moshe, Achodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh? And when did he say this? Because it states, how do we know it took place on Rosh Chodesh? Because it states, Ksiv Dabru al Ko Adas Yisrael, Emor Be'ezer Achodesh Hazel, V'yikru Lahem Ish Sela Beis Avos. And tell them that on the 10th day of their month, they should each take a lamb. So this proves that Hashem taught it to him beforehand, which was at the beginning on Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, why? How do you know that it actually happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself? How do you know that the actual commandment to teach him about the Paschal Lamb came on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Maybe it only took place on the 4th or the 5th day of the month. How do you know it actually... How do you know that it didn't take place on those days? How do you know it took place on the first day? So Ela Amar Rabba Bar Shimi Mishmei D'Ravini. So what's the answer? He says the answer is based upon the fact Mehacha, because it says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel learns it out from here, because it states Vayidaber Hashem Moshe B'Midbar Sinai B'Shana Shenis B'Chodesh HaRishon, that God spoke to Moses and Midbar Sinai in the second year. On the first month, and it states the children of Israel made the Pesach in its proper time. So we see that God spoke to Moses, and Moshe commanded the Jewish people about the Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was 2 weeks before Pesach. Gemara says, how do we know here too? It's talking about the first Rosh Rosh Chodesh, Dilma Bar, Baba Yarchi, Bechamisha Yarchi Kai, the same idea. Maybe this conversation took place on the fourth or the fifth day. It says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that we learn that from here. Asya Midbar Midbar. We learn that from the fact that wilderness appears twice. Ksiv Hacha, it says in the passage of the Pesach Midbar Sinai, and it states over there, Ksiv Hasam, that where Moshe was commanded to count the children of Israel, it says Vayedaber Hashem on Moshe Midbar Sinai, but Omo. The first day of the second month. Just like there, when it says there it says Be'echad Chodesh, and it says the word Bamidbar. So too, Afkan, here also, in this circumstance, it says Be'echad Chodesh. When it says the word Bamidbar, it talks about Be'echad Chodesh. So the Beis Yosef asks, since it says Moshe commanded the Jewish people to be darshaning, in this case, that we're supposed to darshan 30 days prior to the Pesach, the Beis Yosef asks the question. The question is based upon the fact that it says in Megillah, Amid Beis Amid Aleph, that Moshe established with the Jewish people that they should be sholem and darshan Milchos Pesach, Bip Pesach. They should expound the Pesach on Pesach, and Shavuos on Shavuos, and Atzeres on Atzeres, which implies that you don't have to do it 30 days beforehand, before each holiday. So the Beis Yosef offers three answers. He says that, which it says in our Sugya, that it's supposed to be 30 days prior to the holiday, it doesn't mean that we're obligated to teach the laws of Pesach then, but rather it means that if a student comes and asks the question, and two students come and ask the question, and you shouldn't push off the one who asks about Pesach by saying it's not relevant. No, for him, that person, you need to answer. That's one approach. Another approach is that but the laws of Pesach, you specifically need to answer prior to Pesach so that people can have enough obligation to bake their matzah, or alternatively, people have enough obligation and enough time to prepare for the bringing of the Paschal lamb. So there's a fundamental approach, a distinction, whether or not this applies just to Pesach because of the laws of getting ready for Pesach, or maybe, perhaps according to others, it applies to all the holidays.